The search continuing for a baby believed to have fallen from a Stena Line ferry in Belfast Lough. That search has resumed this morning. A woman thought to be the child's mother was rescued from the sea after the alarm was raised just after 6 o'clock yesterday. The ferry was approaching the dock after arriving from Scotland. Jude McNeice is the watch officer on duty now with the Belfast Coast Guard in Belfast Lough. Jude, can you tell us exactly what's happening this morning? I'm looking out and I'm thinking that the conditions certainly are not helpful in terms of this search today.
No, indeed, Joel. The conditions have been hampering the search this morning. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get the Irish Coast Guard rescue helicopter this morning because of the atrocious weather conditions in Dublin in particular. But the search commenced at first light this morning with a sea search with Donaghadee and Bangor lifeboats, some police vessels and also some local vessels. And they have already completed one very thorough search of the area and are commencing another one. We also now have got Coast Guard rescue teams out on the shoreline. It's approaching low water just at the moment, so they'll be able to thoroughly search the shoreline from the harbour seaward.
What are the facts as you know them?
All we really know is that two persons went into the water from the Stena ferry. One was recovered and another one, we believe to be a baby, is still missing and unaccounted for.
And in terms of the recovery of the woman who fell in, I mean, what was the time scale? How long was she in the water for?
She was in the water for approximately 15 minutes. She was visual at all times from the ferry and was recovered very quickly, fortunately. Unfortunately, we haven't seen the child.
This must have been a terrible experience for any passengers, perhaps, who would have witnessed this, and indeed the crew of the ferry.
Indeed, Joel, it's a very traumatic incident for all involved, and we're particularly concerned about all of our rescue teams. Any missing person incident is traumatic for our teams, but when it's a child, it becomes particularly stressful and upsetting.
And the most upsetting fact of all at the moment, of course, would be given the time scale that really, as opposed to a rescue now of this young baby, it's realistically a recovery, isn't it?
I think that's fair to say, Joel. It's been approximately 15 hours now. That would be a long time for anyone to be in the water, but for a baby to be in the water, I think it's fair to say that we're looking at a recovery operation now.
In terms of your teams and the people who are out trying to engage in this search, the weather forecast we just heard obviously is pretty horrific. At what point do you start to think of their safety, and is it touch and go in terms of how long today the search will go on for? Are you keeping an eye on the forecast?
We are indeed, and the weather does actually seem to have cleared from when they started searching this morning. It has improved somewhat, so that will hopefully help us in our search. We are constantly reassessing, we're constantly looking at the weather conditions and other factors, looking at the safety of our teams, and we're looking at any other information that we receive, and we're constantly updating and looking at how long we're likely to search for. At the moment, the search is very much ongoing.
And what area, I mean, how difficult is it? What size of an area do the rescuers need to look at? Belfast Lough is pretty big.
We're concentrating our search around the entrance to the harbour itself. That's our main area. We've looked at tide and wind information, and that'll tell us approximately how far any person in the water would be likely to drift. So we have a fairly concentrated area around the harbour entrance and out as far as Cultural area.
And the woman who was recovered, I mean, any news on how she is?
No, unfortunately, we don't have that information. We're really just concentrating our search now on trying to find the missing child.
Mm-hmm. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. It's a terrible thing to hear. And I'm sure it's something that you're glad it doesn't seem to happen particularly often. I mean, it is quite rare for this type of incident where we hear of people falling off these ferries.
Thankfully, it is a very rare situation indeed. It's not something that we take any pleasure in dealing with at all.
Mm. We appreciate your time, Jude, and of course our thoughts are with the family of this lady and this baby, but of course our thoughts are with your rescue teams and hope that they're able to recover the body
soon
and they all manage to do that safely.